Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a few calls on the line already. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Brian's in Massachusetts.
Brian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, thank you, Patrick. I have some hydrangeas that for the last 2 years have been in a coma, but this year they just popped, and they're beautiful purples and blues and pinks. But now the buds, which seem to holding the same shape, are really starting to fade and brown. Do I just leave them and let them fall off by themselves, or clip them back?
Well, so that you can clip them back at this point. I know when it comes to hydrangeas, and I've always been this way too, is you kind of like, all right, can I cut it back? Is it going to affect it? You kind of get a little bit nervous, and it's just because the hydrangeas, some years gorgeous, some years are not, and you're like, what do I do differently? So I completely get it. But once they're done flowering and they start to turn brown, you can definitely clean them up and take the dead flowers off like you would any other plant. The rule of thumb in general when pruning anything is to prune when it's done flowering. So with the hydrangea, it's no exception. Depending upon the variety you have as well, that will affect it. Like if you have the panicle type hydrangea, which is the more the white, the lime green, those you can prune in the spring, whereas a lot of the blue you can only prune after they're done flowering.
Okay.
Does that make sense and help out a little?
It does. So I'm guessing to err on the side of caution, maybe let them stay the way they are until nature takes care of them come the fall. I mean, because this past year, they've been beautiful, and for the 2 years prior to that, not so much.
Now, what have you done differently this year than previous years?
I did a whole lot less pruning this year in the spring than I have in the years past.
So that probably has a lot to do with it, because the spring, you know, like I said, depending upon the variety you have, determines the blossoms really for that season. So if you do have a blue type hydrangea, pruning in the spring can affect those flowers, you know, more than if they are in the white panicle type family.
Okay.
So I honestly, if they're in the, I see no problem cutting back the flowers by any means. I wouldn't do like a major pruning job for the whole plant and cut it back that way. I would get rid of the dead flowers that have turned brown, because what it also does is it allows the plant to pull back some of the energy that it's focusing in that area and put it on the other areas of the plant. So if you have some other hydrangeas that are, you know, starting to, I don't mean other hydrangeas, other parts of the hydrangea are starting to form buds and more flowers, it'll allow the plant to take its focus off of the dead flower and put it towards the flower that's starting to bloom and starting to push through.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem, Brian. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next?
Diane's in Maine.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I'm laughing about the hydrangea because up here in Maine, the hydrangeas have gone crazy being near the water because of all the humidity and the rain, and they've really, really enjoyed it. However, that's not why I'm calling. My question is about a very large geranium that we've had, and when we transport it back and forth from Massachusetts to Maine at the beginning of the season, and the leaves, all many of them, start to turn yellow. And I read that the dampness and more or less watering impacts it. I have not been watering it a lot. It has tons of flowers, but the leaves, you know, end up turning yellow. We're right near the water, so I also wondered whether or not the dew and the fog and those types of things impact the leaves turning yellow. Is there anything I can do to help or prevent those leaves from turning yellow if it indeed is not because of overwatering?
Well, so sometimes with the plants, it's almost like thinning out a few leaves here and there, because sometimes with the water just sitting on there, that can cause it to turn the yellow. You know, one of the things you brought up right at the end there is that, you know, if it's not too much water. Well, too much and not enough water look identical when it comes to plants, and so you never know which one it is, right? The way to kind of figure it out is, has the plant gotten to the point where the soil in the pot has pretty much almost moved like away from the pot? You know what I mean? When a plant dries out, all of a sudden it just like goes right onto the inside of the pot, and there's like a line on the outside where it's coming from, right, the outside mm-hmm. of the pot. That usually means it's underwatering, because it can happen the same way. But overwatering, you know, can look identical. It really can. I don't think like the morning dew and all that is going to affect it to the point where it's going to be overwatered. But sometimes the way the temperatures run, and we've had a more cooler than normal July into the beginning of August, so that could have something to do with it. Although geraniums tend to be that first plant out of once it, you know, the frost is no longer out there, so it does kind of like the end of the cool weather. I would say, you know, thin out the leaves a little bit at the beginning of the season to allow some airflow to go through there. What it also does is the plant doesn't have to focus on as many leaves. It can focus on the rest of it.
But it has lots of flowers. I mean, as far as blooming is concerned, it's very happy.
Well, that's perfect, right? That's everything you want for the plant. I just think this year, with the amount of rain, the amount of everything, it's just an abnormal type season for it. And so that's why some of these leaves are happening. I mean, you know, I've said it a number of times, but I can't say it enough, is the fact that in July we had 18 days of measurable rain. I mean, there's 31 days in it. We had more days in the month that there was measurable rain than it was nice out in the middle of summer.
Okay.
So
yep.
I think that has a lot to do with a lot of our annuals doing some of these things. And for your case here, geranium, it's actually not an annual. It's a perennial for you.
Right.
But, you know, I just think the way the season has been, this is kind of what it is. And, you know, it might have been the overwatering, but just realize that if we let it dry out too much, it can have the exact same effect.
It's a fine line.
It really is, unfortunately.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
You too, Diane. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I know I have another call on the line, but I'm very close to the break, so I don't want to bring somebody, introduce them, and then cut them right off. So when we get back, we'll go into the next calls. But for everybody else, like I said, that number here is 855-660-4261. And plenty of time to get your calls in so we can help you out with your gardening questions. And we'll be here till 10 a.m. Eastern time, so about a little under 2 hours. Do everything we can to help you out with all of your gardening questions. Just give us that call, and we'll definitely help you out. So we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll get right back into the phone lines and help you out. We'll be back.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And for the break, I know we had some calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Rob is in Linfield, Mass.
Rob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have a good weekend, and thanks for all the great service provide us gardeners. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you can give me some tips on the proper way to overseed. I put in a new, bunch of new seed last year, new soil, put some gypsum down, and this time last year, I was really psyched because it came in really nicely. And then this spring, of course, I noticed some bare spots, and actually got some more soil, put it down, and put seed on it. And I was very disappointed because it didn't really take, and I'm not quite sure why. I did use some old Black Beauty grass seed, which the local nursery told me was only a couple years old and probably should germinate, but nothing really happened. I'm not sure why, and maybe it was the grass seed, but now I'm a little disappointed because those bare spots, it looks like almost as many leaves now as what I thought was grass. So I was wondering if you can give me some suggestions on, really how to, prepare and loosen the soil so when they overseed, it'll take this fall.
Okay. Now, those areas, I was thinking one thing in my head and I said another thing. Have you had said you had put like gypsum down or something along those lines? Is that what you said?
Yeah, gypsum as well as some new soil.
Okay.
When I till the whole area, put all new loam and soil down along with the gypsum, got the soil ready. Put the seed in last year. I used the seed from the local nursery there mix, and it really came in nicely. Last September, early October, I thought I really nailed it. And then, like I said, this spring, I saw some spots and some bare spots, and those didn't take. And I was not successful always in the spring.
Okay. So Reason why I ask about the gypsum is the gypsum helps compact areas, clay-filled soils. Maybe that has a little bit to do with it as well. Maybe continuing on with that would work to help you out.
Okay.
I think, New England, a lot of areas were not very sandy soil, especially the northern part of New England, the southern part of New England, obviously on the Cape. Those areas by the ocean is sandier, but we have more clay in the soil. So gypsum, or you can even use what's called Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. That is a faster-acting gypsum. That helps break up some of that clay-filled. But what it also does is it helps release trapped nutrients in the soil. So that could be part of what's going on.
Okay.
The amount of weeds that came back would also tell me that your lawn might be a low pH. And so liming the soil would be beneficial for you as well. I would suggest getting a soil sample done to see where you're at. Because what that'll do is that'll give us information of things that you just can't see because they're below ground. You're not going to be able to see how much nutrients are in there, et cetera. You could find what will probably tell you is your pH is in either the high fives or mid fives. We want it to be in the mid to higher sixes. So pH, when the lower pH, you have more weeds in the lawn, more weeds are growing easily. Whereas if your pH is in a neutral area, weeds have a harder time. Weeds want not so great soil. They want soil that is just, they're just going to pull whatever from it. Whereas when it's a good soil, and that's why you've put that extra soil down, et cetera, they're supposed to grow for you.
Right.
So what I would also suggest doing in those areas, clean up the weeds now. Kill the weeds in those areas. Usually in about 2 weeks, you'll be able to reseed.
I was going to ask you, what's the best way to kill them? Do I dig them up? Do I put something down to kill it?
Yeah, a weed killer would be fine to put down at this point. But this actually would go in the perfect amount of time, because if you were to do a soil sample now, do the soil sample before you would kill the weeds, have it taken care of, then kill the weeds. It takes 2 weeks usually for a soil sample to come back, and it's about 2 weeks before you can seed, so we'll be able to get more information. I have a lot more to discuss with you on this, so hang tight with me while we go to the break. When we get back, I'll go over what else we can do to make this successful for you. So we're going to take a break.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany on Fox and Friends Weekend says the fault rests with President Biden in Afghanistan.
Yes, it's Joe Biden's fault. Mike Pompeo and President Trump made it very clear to the Taliban, when we're out, you are not touching an American. They made clear that there were deterrence models, there were ways to make sure that we kept that country safe.
The grieving mother of Ashley Babbitt, the U.S. Air Force veteran who was fatally shot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, says neither Nancy Pelosi nor Dianne Feinstein nor any other current elected official, Democrat or Republican, has reached out to her regarding questions about her daughter's death. The only person in an official capacity she has heard from has been former President Donald Trump on July 1st, she said. This is USA Radio News. Taliban fighters began entering the Afghan capital of Kabul on Sunday, the last city to have been thus far spared takeover by the militants amid their rapid sweep of the country in the wake of U.S. forces departing. A Taliban spokesperson said the fighters intended to negotiate a peaceful surrender of the city. A tweet from the Afghan presidential palace said there were sporadic shootings in Kabul, but that the situation is under control with the help of security forces. Biden's attacks on Governors DeSantis and Abbott are a distraction in the midst of the Delta variant. Kimberly Strassel on Fox's The Journal editorial report.
Because, you know, like, you can go out and ask people to get vaccinated. There's a limit to what government can do. So I think what you see is Biden attempting to deflect here, go after some governors that are pursuing different policies and what he has advocated.
This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Rob in regards to the process of putting in a new lawn. He's tried multiple times, thought he had some success, and then a few things happened. So we'll get back into it. We were discussing a little bit about soil sample, getting that soil sample done now. So the best way to take a soil sample is the area that you want to reseed. You know, create like a box. Take the four corners and then a sample from the center of it. Mix those together in a bucket so that you get a pretty good sample of the area. Probably like a 5-gallon bucket is the best way to do it. You're only looking to get about a pound of soil. You get that soil and you send it out. A lot of the local garden centers can get you your pH, but they can't get you all the details. So maybe send it away to UMass Extension. Natural Alternative has it as well. Those are a couple places you can send it. They're going to give you back tons of information, pages of information of what to do. There's a few things to look at. Like I said, your pH is one of them. And then looking to see where the elements are. If certain ones are way too high, there's another issue behind it. If you see too much phosphorus in it, too much potassium, all these different things, there might be a magnesium issue or a boron issue. Those are things to look at with this. Now, if that's the case, that's when you use that product, the pelletized gypsum or a fast-acting gypsum, whether it be Love Your Soil or sulfur from Natural Alternative. That breaks up the soil, breaks up the trap nutrients, and allows those nutrients to get to the actual grass seed that you're putting in. So that could be really part of it. The thing is with the lawn is you might have tons of nutrients in there right now because you know year after year you've been fertilizing it, but if they're trapped and they're just sitting there, every time you fertilize it's just going to add to it and it's just going to sit there. So we need to somehow release them, and that's where that Love Your Soil or Sulfur or one of those products comes about. From there, you know, like I was saying, once you get the soil sample taken from today, then get out there and spray a weed killer if that's what you want to go about doing. Kill the area, and the majority of the synthetic weed killers will say right on it, on the bottle, how many days before you can reseed. The majority of them will say 2 weeks. 14 days, sometimes it'll say a little bit more, but the majority, pretty much everything I've looked at will say 14 days. In that 14-day span, most likely you've sent away your soil sample, it's come back, now we know what we can do. You get those results, and as you're starting the area, you add the new soil, but you can add a gypsum, you can add a lime, you can add any of those additives when you put the seed down. The other thing I would look to do is use a starter fertilizer. When it comes to putting the seed down, starter fertilizers for lawns will usually have a heavy middle number. Most starter fertilizers will have the heavy middle number. But for the lawn, you're probably going to look at like a 12-18-10 or 12-18-12. Those numbers aren't going to be identical on everything you look at. Look more at the idea of how the numbers are. That middle number needs to be high. That's what we're looking for. Those other two can be at different levels, and depending upon the company that puts it out, they're all at different numbers. So then you can put that down, put the seed on top of it, and then continue watering. And water until the ground really freezes. That's what's going to help you be successful with putting in a lawn. That's what's going to help the lawn be successful long term, because it's got the starter fertilizer, it's got the water happening to it, and it's really, really going to help it long term. So hopefully that helps you, Rob, with your new lawn. Like I said, with getting the soil sample is huge. It's going to help you with everything. And if it's something that you get and you kind of look at it and it looks like it's in a foreign language, you can always email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com with that results. And I can help you look at it and kind of get over it. Because that's one of the things, it's weird to say, but I love soil samples. it gives you all the information, because you can't just figure it out like by looking at it, you know. And this is what right. really helps you. And I this particular instance, I would say a soil sample is going to be more beneficial than anything for you to help you going forward.
Okay, can I ask you one more question?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, I know you want to keep the seed moist all the time. So I usually water it in the morning before I go to work, come home, water it at night. I don't have an irrigation system. So for those days that might be really hot and sunny during the day, I water pretty good in the morning, so it seems like it should be pretty moist a good part of the day. But you know, if there's a day or so or two or three where maybe it dries out and I'm not perfect on keeping it moist, you know, how long does it take for it to basically that seed to die? If I haven't done a good job keeping it moist, is it a day? Is it 2 days?
It's going to be some time. But the idea behind the amount of water is you're looking to put about 2 inches of water on a lawn on a weekly basis. Okay. One easy way to figure
it. Okay.
Yeah.
I heard 1 inch all these years. Okay.
Everything I've always learned would be about 2 inches, but throughout the week in a 7-day span. So what yeah. I've, one way to do that is take like a tuna fish can and yep. an empty tuna fish can, put it in an area that you're watering with a sprinkler, see how long it takes to fill. A tuna fish yep. can's an inch tall, and then it takes 30 minutes, you double it for the week. On hotter days, you might want to even put more because the water hitting the ground is already evaporating quickly, right? But the idea with 2 weeks from now is it's starting to cool down so it won't be as hot.
Right.
But it's about 2 inches of water per week. And you'd rather have you water in the morning and have it dry out during the day than watering at night every day and having it dry from the beginning of the day to the end of the day when you water. It's spending more time that way in a dry spot than the way you're doing it. So stay with watering in the morning because the moisture, the water gets a chance to sit and get into the plant as the day starts. It'll absorb it and then dry out as the day goes on. And then the night, it usually is not as hot. It's not as, you know, the sun's not out drying it out. And then you start again in the morning. Whereas the opposite way is if you start at night and water at night, water sometimes just sits in the soil and can actually, you know, sometimes rot out the seed long term, or it opens up the idea for like pathogens, etc. It's more compaction in the soil. So what you're doing with this, the watering is perfect for the mornings. So continue with that. But I've always, you know, I always look at about 2 inches per week if you can do it.
So yeah, the 2 inches. So basically you look at a 7 day period and figure out, you know, how much per day would get you to a 2 inches of water.
Exactly.
Over the 7 day period. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, some people will even, you know, the first few weeks as it's germinating, it's better to do it, you know, break it up almost every day. But as time goes on, you can break it up so that, you know, say it takes an hour total. You got 15 minutes on Monday, 15 on Wednesday, 15 on Friday, and then 15 on Sunday, right? And then it's, so that once you get the seed starting to germinate and it's starting to grow, you can start to break it up there. It doesn't need it, you know, 7 days in a row. It can go a day in between, you know, because what you're trying to do is train the lawn to stretch out those days without moisture so it gets used to, you know, the way Mother Nature is, because we want Mother Nature to run its course and take care of the lawn versus us having to water it all the time. So if you water it every single day from now until, you know, the ground freezes, we're training the lawn to pull moisture every day. We want it to be able to hold on to it a little bit more. And I wouldn't say it's like we're training a dog, but it's almost kind of like that whole mentality. I mean, we wouldn't let our dog go a day without water, but I think you get the idea behind it.
Yeah. And then lastly, real quickly, what any recommendations on, you know, what kind of weed killer to get?
So it would depend on, you know, if you want a synthetic or organic. Synthetic. You could use like any product that has like a triclopyr, or triclifer, however you want to say it. You could go all the way to like a glossophate, which is a total killer. But the triclopyr will not kill existing lawn. So it's just an active ingredient. A lot of times you'll see it in, a poison ivy killer. I had purchased recently a poison ivy killer, concentrate and sprayed a bunch of weeds right next to the lawn, and the lawn doesn't even, it wasn't even affected. It killed the weeds, but not the lawn. So if you have areas that are lawn mixed in, that might be the way to go.
Okay. And how do you pronounce that again?
It's triclopyr. So it's triclopyr. And like I said, you can find it in a lot of the poison ivy killers. I always get it in a concentrate and I mix it. I have a 4 gallon backpack sprayer. That's how I always use it. But again, if you wanted to go with an organic, I'd look at using Burnout from Bonide. And this would be the perfect time to use it because the way Burnout works is, so what it does is it breaks down the outer layer on the weed. And then it uses the sun and the heat to dehydrate the weed. So if you were going that way, the sun that's out right now and the heat, perfect combination for it.
Yep. I'm pretty much going organic these days, but for this particular task, which is really just to kill the weeds, I'm wondering if maybe the synthetic might be more of a sure bet than the organic. I've used Bran in the past, and maybe I didn't use it at the right time, but I had kind of mixed results.
Yeah, you know, it's all about when you do it, those types of things. When it comes to something like this, a synthetic, using it on a day it's not windy and making sure you apply it right to the soil, I think can be very effective and still work with the organic ways that you're doing it. You know, it's not as bad as some of the others out there, this triclopyr that I was talking about.
Right.
So maybe that works for you.
Okay.
But, you know, really up to you. That's your decision to make.
Of course. Excellent. As always, Patrick, very helpful, and I really appreciate all the advice. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too, Rob. And like I said, if you do get a soil sample done and you have some questions, just email me and I'll take a look at it.
All right. Appreciate that very much. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll answer more of your questions. So feel free to give us that call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. So we will be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a few calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Ed is in Dover.
Ed, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Excuse me. I have a couple questions.
Sure.
A friend of mine, a gardener, a experienced gardener, said to save your eggshells and coffee grinds and mix those up and put them in your garden. Is that a good thing for the I have a raised bed garden? All vegetables.
Yeah. No, you can definitely use it. Either... You know, using both of them. A lot of times with, like, the eggshells, what the eggshells will do is deter some of the pests from coming around it. So that would be, you know, part of the benefits of the eggshells, whereas the coffee grinds have a little bit of nitrogen in them, right, and used as fertilizer. You know, the other thing is eggshells have some calcium in it, right? So you're adding a little bit of the calcium to the soil. It does take some time for it to break down all those things and get really into the roots, but it is beneficial. A lot of people will take the eggshells, maybe the coffee grounds, and put them in the soil in the fall and kind of till them in a little bit. so that they'll be ready for spring. You can use it anytime. It's just to get the effects of them really hitting, it can take some months. So that's why putting them into the soil in the fall and then kind of mixing it in will be more beneficial for you in the spring than right away.
How fine would you chop up the eggs, Joe?
I mean, I've seen them, you know, just kind of crumbled in your hand, that style. We're not looking for, like, a cut, you know, big pieces of it. You're looking more for, like, I don't know, maybe like a quarter of an inch, maybe. You know, if you just take the eggshells and just kind of crack them in your hand, that would be, that's usually the best. And then the coffee grinds, you want them to dry out a little bit. You don't want to put them right from coffee. So you would let them dry a bit before adding them to the soil. But mixing them together, putting the two of them together, can actually help get some nitrogen into the soil from the coffee grounds.
Good. Okay. Second question is, earlier this morning you talked about winter rye.
Yep.
What happens in the spring to that grass?
Well, so a lot of the times when you've like tilled it into the soil, so it kind of goes away. But if you leave it, I mean, it is a rye grass, so it's just like other styles of rye, that it is, you know, going to be there for in the soil. So it's not like it just goes away.
So in the spring, it'll still be growing.
Yeah, but this is the winter. This rye likes the cool weather. Right, so it's not going to do as well, like in the you know, the heat of the summer, that type of thing. But it'll still grow in the spring, and it actually, you know, sometimes will actually stay green early spring, and then it kind of dies back because it likes that cooler temperature versus the heat.
Okay, I was it probably won't work, and I have a detention pond, and we cleared out the shrubbery and junk around the pond, and I was wanting to hold back the erosion of the soil until next spring, when we could can't find juniper trees anywhere around here. The nurseries are also pretty much sold out, and we need about 20 of them.
Yep.
How do I keep the soil from draining into the pond when it rains?
Well, so that winter rye can work for you because it is a quicker grower and it starts to develop root system a little bit. And then the great thing about it is in the spring when you do find the juniper and you've tilled it into the area, it gets all the grass that's there, it gets used as like a compost. So it's a win-win. So I think you can definitely do that without a problem.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And
thanks, Ed.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.